We've got another storyteller up. Larry Doyle is his name. He was a writer and a producer of The Simpsons for 4 years. And applause worthy in itself. And just to give you an example of this man's work, I don't know if you ever saw the episode where they're like driving down the street and they see the gun and ammo shop, and it's called Bloodbath and Beyond. That's Larry Doyle's work. So. Anyway, he's also a novelist. His book, I Love You, Beth Cooper, a great read. The movie, coincidentally, is coming out, if I'm not mistaken, tomorrow. So the man's career just keeps getting more and more diversified, and he can add to that resume, Stoop Storyteller. Please welcome Larry Doyle.
We moved to Baltimore 4 summers ago, the summer of 2005, which you may remember because it was hot and humid. We bought the house that my wife grew up in, up there somewhere in Baltimore. And it's a big house, and it's about 6,000 years old. And we bought it because my wife grew up there, and so it was perfect. Except for the few little things that needed to be done to make it livable. One of those things was when we took down the old unbearable wallpaper, the walls fell off. And I had to agree with my wife that the house would be more livable with walls. So we did that. One optional livability issue that we discussed was air conditioning, which we were told would cost $25,000. My part of the discussion went like this. $25,000? My wife, it's a big house. To which I cleverly responded, $25,000? Are there wings to this house I haven't seen? On the other hand, I had been to Baltimore in the summer. We got married in Baltimore. I was actually wearing this jacket when we got married. Not these pants. It was in the previous century, on August the 24th. The wedding went well, no one died. A lot of outer clothing was taken off, which is what you really want in a grouping of a bunch of middle-aged people. $25,000. Now keep in mind that the master bedroom was already air-conditioned. So we're talking about $25,000 to air-condition the children. And, I mean, do they really need to be chilled to sleep? I grew up without air conditioning. In fact, I grew up in the age before there actually was air conditioning, BAC. And tell us more, Grandpa. And back then, if I had $25,000, I could buy 2.5 million pieces of candy. And I probably would have. But for $25,000, you could actually, and this is true, you could buy a brand new 4-bedroom house and a car, which is what my parents did. But air conditioning was not optional. It was not even imaginable. It was like being a movie star who had air conditioning. And so I grew up without air conditioning. I think I'm a much better person for it. I grew up in this frontier suburb of Chicago called Buffalo Grove. Bison, thousands of them, used to roam the grove, I guess. And from what I can tell, they all succumbed of heat exhaustion. Because the suburbs of Chicago in the summer are a lot like Baltimore, but without the scenery. And I remember from about late June to the end of September, just being up in my bedroom at night and just laying in bed wearing only my little white underpants. We were raised Catholic, so I didn't even imagine taking off the underpants. And I would be laying in bed with my brother, and we would be experiencing the hot, humid memories of 1,000 bedwetting swirling around us. He wet the bed. He's not here. And it would be so hot and so humid, and the air would be so thick, you actually had to move your mouth around to get oxygen. And on top of that, you had been running around all day in the sun without your shirt on, and of course, no sunblock, because in those days, what you did is you rubbed oil all over your body to try to enhance the effects of the sun, and so that you could cook more evenly. And so I'd be laying in bed, and it would be 120 degrees, and the room would actually be getting hotter from the heat radiating off my face. And there were mosquitoes. The mosquitoes were like the size of mosquitoes. But what they lacked in comically exaggerated size, they made up for in swarminess. And this was despite the DDT trucks that came by every week. I remember we used to get in our bikes and we'd be riding behind the truck and there'd be these big white floggy DDT clouds and we would just laugh and laugh. And where was I? Oh, mosquitoes. So every square millimeter of your skin is being bitten by mosquitoes, except for that one little white triangle. And you feel like it's okay, because maybe they'll suck out enough blood that I'll lose consciousness. And as the night wore on, delirium started to set in. It didn't get colder, and you just were waiting to fall asleep, and you knew you couldn't fall asleep because you didn't so much fall asleep as swoon. And after a while, your little boy boiled brain, strange things started happening. I remember one particular night, it occurred to me that I was the Antichrist. I was 11, and so I knew I was very important. And from what I could tell from the nuns, I was not going to be the second coming of Christ. Therefore, I had to be the Antichrist. And I didn't want to be the Antichrist. And I just wanted to fall asleep, and I was so hot, and I just was begging God, please don't make me the Antichrist. Pick somebody else. I'll just be a movie star. And I'm crying, and it's mixing with the sweat, and it's sizzling as it's running down my cheeks, and there's you know, hot water in my ears, and I'm just, please, God, have a heart. I don't want to be the Antichrist. I don't want to work for Satan. I don't want to live in hell. And I realized, there I was. Long story short, we got the air conditioning. And we probably should have spent more than $25,000.
Larry Doyle.